with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
We missed you last week. Where were you?
I know. I was down in Melbourne at a charity walk.
Okay.
Down in beautiful, sunny, cold Listerfield, actually.
Listerfield, yep.
Mm.
There you go. We got a message, or you got an email from Carly, and it's about, it's quite ironic. This is a beautiful topic. I'm sure you've heard about all these sort of problems in the past. Although this one's quite specific because her dog starts to howl when certain music plays on the radio or at home or in the car. And Carly's trying to find out if she likes or dislikes certain songs.
Yeah, Carly, this is a great one. I love this topic. Okay, so let's talk about a few things first, dog-related. Firstly, howling and barking is a form of communication, just like we have language. Howling, we know with wolves in the wild that have been studied, they tend to respond to certain forms of sound. Now, particularly their hearing, dogs' hearing is more advanced than ours, and they can hear at much higher hertz than we can. So the frequency and the tones, and we've actually, science tells us, they actually do have a very healthy sound sense of pitch. So they hear things at quite higher frequencies than we do, and also they virtually have our entire range, but particularly when it gets high. We know by experiments that dogs particularly elicit howling when they're hearing any kind of wind instruments, particularly instruments that are reed instruments, so your clarinets and your saxophones, and even a very long note on a violin will elicit some dogs to howl. Now, the beautiful thing about howling in dogs is they will also do it, and particularly wolves, will do it as a group. So one will call the others and together they'll howl. But every wolf that howls selects a different tone so that they basically make this beautiful music together. So we know that they can hear at higher frequency. We know that it's a form of communication. I suspect, Carly, that your dog, it will be interesting to know what the music is that you're playing at
it
the
could
time.
Be, it could be Michael Bolton. I howl during Michael Bolton.
Exactly. They've done some other studies with dogs. So, for example, playing something like Metallica tends to make dogs shake. So it's actually quite stressful for
humans
them
as well. Yep.
Yep. Exactly. So we know all that. Now, I suspect sometimes dogs do howl when they're stressed and anxious. So, for example, you might find that a young dog who's left alone for a long period of time will howl because they're lonely and they're trying to find somebody else in the world to talk to. But in this instance, I actually think it's the music, and it's probably Carly singing along to the music. And so yes, her dog is coming in at another tone and enjoying the whole thing. So I think in this case, there's evidence suggests that this is fun. Now, to stop your dog from doing it, I would maybe play the music at a little bit lower volume, or I would teach her to be quiet. So when I'm at home and there's no howling going on and there's no noise, I would just say, yeah, a quiet, and then give the dog a treat, and so that your dog's learning when I have no sound coming out, this command of quiet. She could also, Carly, you could also, if you like the howling under certain situations, you might put that under command. So you might give that a word of singing and reward her for actually singing. If you want to stop it all completely, I would just bring down the volume and maybe not sing along for a while. And when she is quiet, just say, good girl. And slowly but surely, you know, you can increase the volume nice and slow. But I'd say this is a fun family activity that your dog thoroughly loves.
Well, my dog was very quiet, Joe, but she used to howl when the news themes to start on TV.
Yes, they do. And they also do with sirens and stuff.
Yep.
It'll be that there's something in there that's particularly reverberating. And if you think about sirens and probably the start of the news, there's sounds in there that are designed to elicit our attention. If you hear a child crying, science tells us that it's actually unpleasurable to humans' ears, but also to dogs' ears.
Yep.
So what do? You want to stop it, so you go and help the baby, or you give the baby food, or you make some response. So it's really quite amazing what elicits them. We've got a Kelpie Cross at work, and she loves sirens. Any kind of sirens, she's singing. So we just put it under command so that we can get her to sing when there's no sirens, but also she knows quiet.
Good stuff. And Joe, you want to mention your puppy Kinder, which is on Tuesday nights.
Absolutely. We've started. Oh, we have 10 adorable oxytocin-filled puppies that I am so enjoying. It's at Passionate Vet Care on Eagle Hawk Road at Long Gully. And we're having a fantastic time. So if you've got any puppies, come on down. And we'd love to have you in the class.
Thanks, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Hey, Joe, we'll talk again next Saturday morning, 8:15.
Thank you, Sean.